Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters, like the BBC and NPR, as well as your favorite local stations and also sports teams. The Audioboom mobile app is really terrific for listening and also for creating audio, if you're into that. On the creative side, the app makes it easy, and one of the best features is that you can record anywhere, on the fly, when you're out and about, and then trim the recording to the proper length before uploading it. That's a useful feature and very easy to use. Lots of news this week, and also this quick reminder of Rain Summit Atlanta, the next in our series of thought leadership conferences. It's going to be on September 29th, and Jake Shapiro will give the keynote address. Jake Shapiro is the chief executive of PRX, the world's largest public radio market for audio programs. He'll share his perspective on the industry and the increasing popularity of podcasts as part of the online audio ecosystem. For more information and also to register for Rain Summit Atlanta, go to rainnews.com and click on Summits. Spotify is doubling down on data. At a time when Apple and Google are both emphasizing human-powered music programming in their streaming services, Spotify acquired Seed Scientific, a data and analysis company. With the acquisition, Spotify is forming a new division called Advanced Analytics. No details about what exactly will be analyzed, but it's a good bet that Seed Scientific will contribute to Spotify's automated music intelligence, which determines what gets played next in a dynamic playlist. Perhaps more artist analytics will also be forthcoming, as Pandora has provided to musicians who get played on that service. It's worth noting that the two most successful streaming platforms in the world, Spotify and Pandora, are data-intensive operations founded as technology companies. It's still an open question, though, whether the mass consumer market in streaming music prefers programming made by humans or by data algorithms. Nielsen Audio released its total audience report for the first quarter of this year. This is a regular report which measures media consumption of audio and video. It's closely watched by the American AM/FM radio industry. In Q1 of this year, radio's reach was 93% of Americans listening every week. The top age group was 35 to 49, where 95% of the population listens to radio. At the same time, there is a dramatic generational shift in progress. Teenagers, who presumably represent the future of audio consumption, don't listen to radio nearly as much as older folks. The 50 to 64 age group listens to radio twice as much as the 12 to 17 group. Podcasting got a huge blast of awareness this week when President Barack Obama appeared on Marc Maron's hit podcast, WTF. That's an internet-only program, and Obama said that he chose a venue where he could have a longer, more informal conversation than he usually gets in interviews. When the talk turned to lingering racism in the U.S., the president's remarks attracted more controversial coverage of the interview. All this threw a tremendous amount of light on podcasting as an audio and news category, reinforcing the notion that podcasting is in the midst of a powerful resurgence. Last year, the Serial program attracted new audiences to podcasting, and Marc Maron's presidential interview drew nearly a million downloads within hours. So the event was certainly good for his show, and there might be a spillover effect onto other shows. Let's talk about podcast audience metrics. Edison Research, which has been studying podcasting for years, unveiled some new survey information about the podcasting audience. Some of the general takeaways are that people who listen to podcasts are more affluent on average and more educated and also very mobile. They over-index for smartphone ownership. The gender split is even. Men and women equally listen to podcasts. People who do listen to podcasts every week hear an average of 6 shows, and they are more likely to take their listening into the car by connecting their phones to their dashboards. All of this information comes from the Infinite Dial. That's a large annual U.S. consumer survey of listening trends conducted by Edison in February. A new radio station has started in Asheville, North Carolina, and here's why that's interesting. As a launch promotion, it is playing 10,000 songs without any commercial interruption. That's nearly a month of music. Another station, a couple of weeks ago, played its first week commercial-free. These things are obviously attractive introductions to local communities when all the surrounding stations are playing the usual heavy commercial load typical of American broadcast radio. In addition to that, commercial-free radio can compete, even if just for a brief period, with streaming internet radio, which does play commercials, but a lot fewer of them. And that's one of the big competitive differences offered by internet radio, and commercial-free promotions such as the Asheville station attempt to swing users over to the broadcast side. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.